I think I was wondering if Cy was going to unmute himself again.
I did.
Did you? I didn't.
I did, halfway through.
Oh, all right.
Well, I was, unless I'm trying to pay attention to someone, I don't hear anything you're saying.
I didn't say anything, so. I just unmuted it to see if I actually could, because that's the first time I actually purposely did it.
Oh, just to see?
Yeah, because I was curious as if I could. Man.
All right, well, what's up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Dad's Anime Stash. It's your favorite time of the year. It's the quiz show.
Our yearly quiz show.
Yeah. I don't know how to do that. I don't know what the word for a baker's dozen. No, that's not the right one.
Baker's dozen is 13.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of, like, the word when you're trying to say, like, when something's, like, not bi-monthly, but it's, like, once a month, but I can't think of.
Monthly?
Monthly?
Yeah, there's, like, another word, but I'm blanking on it. I'm trying
I think
to
you're
like
thinking of the word monthly.
Stuff. Yeah, probably.
It wouldn't be bi-weekly because that's every 2 weeks.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. I don't know. It might just be monthly. I thought there was another word for it.
It is monthly. If it's one, it's every 4 weeks, it would be monthly. Quarter-weekly?
True.
Welcome to our quarter-weekly
quarter-weekly anime trivia contest. And we got Josh returning. I don't remember who won last, but...
I know the last trivia I was part of, I won. I destroyed
that is
it.
True. But that is true. And to you know, to speak of that, because it was we were all on there, might as well. Athgeek is joining us again for another quiz show.
Aren't we always on all the quiz shows?
I believe so. I am I'm glad I'm not back on Athgeek's because like I can't keep up with this kid.
I mean, you did win. Like, I think you won with negative 1600. So I mean,
it was negative
1300. My little brother slandered me for that, so I can't. He told me I got to make the questions easier from now on.
Oh, by the way, I found out that Athgeek, that's a wash. We got to go back next week because he messed up the scores. We got to go back next week.
It didn't change the outcome.
We're doing it again.
I didn't hear all that. The scores were messed up. The officiating was
he had COVID, so
I don't I mean I understand the man, you know, but I can't take that L.
I don't know. I don't know if I believe you, because I kind of
I'm watching all the new anime.
I kind of think anyone that can watch 160 animes a year is probably a genius, so I don't think he'd mess something like that up.
It's a lot.
I'm just saying, I got evidence.
Dude, I watch an anime every 2 weeks and I can't name one character. I loved Overlord and I can name one character from the entire show.
What? Like, who's the one character?
Yeah, please
tell me. Ayn Zelgul.
Not even Albito? Not even Albito?
Albedo?
Albedo? I don't know. I always like.
I did like Albedo, and I like the other Shoutier. Yeah.
Shoutier.
Yep.
Not Demiurge.
Demiurge?
Demiurge is like his defensive
Demiurge
guy.
Demiurge is the one you
plans.
Probably looked at and was like, "Oh, Sai's gonna like him."
The one the suit.
Yeah. Oh. That like transformed into that like frog demon thing and command.
Yeah, he looked like he was from Yu Yu Hakusho. Yeah.
Yeah, he like commands people with his voice
he does
to
look
like.
You know who else looks like he's from Yu Yu Hakusho? Kokaidus.
Yep, Kokaidus is really cool too. And you know what's so weird about Kokaidus? Yeah. You would think he's a defensive type, but he's pure offense. He's a pure offensive D&D build.
Yeah, I like him a lot because of the whole like his warrior thing of like collecting trophies.
So I really like that. Okay, in the first time I watched it, I guess because it was taking so long to come out, I never pegged the thing that they say at the end of season one about the lizard people.
Maybe I don't remember. What do they say?
They do. They just mention it like on like almost offhandedly. They mention
the I didn't think it was gonna. You know, we can talk about it in our review, but yeah, I didn't think that was gonna matter. I thought it was just gonna be something that happens off screen.
Oh, when they mentioned the lizard people thing, yeah, and then
they're talking about a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you got to remember the anime is out of order from where the light novel is. How they're putting it in the anime, the light novel like starts off in the future, then goes to the past, then comes to the present. Yeah, it goes out of order, so the anime is putting it in chronological
from the past to the future.
Yeah, they're putting it in chronological order, but that's not how the light novel is written.
So the light novels are written how I want.
Yeah, I don't know if there's gonna be. See, I don't think
so, but have been animated.
All right.
I'm stupid. Don't worry about me.
Anyway, Sai's also here for trivia.
He is, yeah, and Sai's here. Don't worry, AthGeek will know when any season comes out because he'll get a notification.
AthGeek, what's the sports anime
from Crunchyroll?
We'll talk about that offline.
what's the new one coming out? Better be good.
There's a golf
it's
one.
Some,
birdie,
it's some weird.
Is it Birdie Wings? Like,
yeah, Birdie Wings coming back.
Yes.
Okay, there's a golf one.
Yeah.
Have you watched Birdie Wings?
Birdie Wings is really good.
No, I've never seen
Birdie Wings is anime. Anime is the greatest thing ever.
All right.
Okay, start the quiz before.
Love enough questions. We have 20 questions. I tried to do what AthGeek did, but I didn't have enough time. But we got 20 questions, so we'll just do the same format. You just pick a number 1 through 20. Per what I told AthGeek, there are 2 Pokemon questions.
Sponsored by Mountain Blue Pits, but
sponsored by Monster Dew. In this quiz, and I tried to include some random new ones that I just like was like googling like top animes of the last couple of years and just trying to find some questions that were some newer stuff.
No, and then there's some supposed other to stuff get too. Purely old stuff because AthGeek was coming. Remember,
I know, but like now I feel like it. Now that he knows this, there's even way more pressure to get a point.
But he didn't. He didn't go and study the old anime. He wasn't.
No, I know. I'm saying like now he knows there's some newer ones and a Pokemon question. So like,
AthGeek was like, "I'm gonna watch all Speed Racer before this. That'll show him."
I feel like y'all are taking a revenge episode. This is a revenge episode.
It was supposed to be, but I don't think Mark got the homework.
No, I decided to try to make it like just a regular quiz.
Well, to be fair, I did go on your show twice and get negative points twice.
Yeah. I'm already
you
like
said,
negative.
Let's start. You haven't let him start.
All right. We'll go with Josh since you're right there. What number do you want?
1.
All right. AthGeek, there is 1 Pokemon question left remaining because this is one of them.
I think I got this one.
There's 1 left. All right. Yeah. So in Pokemon, Ash gets Relu and then Lucario, and Relu evolves from an egg that he like brings through the whole evolution cycle. Who gave Ash the egg?
You know who uses that Lucario to win the Pokemon League?
He does, I can also name the other five. It's one of his 6.
Yes. There. I think it's pretty obvious that Brock gives him the egg.
That is incorrect. That's a solid guess, though.
It's
that is
a character guess. I don't know.
You would know the character. You'll know the character.
Oh, then, okay. This is the other one I know.
AthGeek.
I do not know who he gets that from. I'm going to say Dawn.
That is also incorrect.
Okay, so I have 2 answers, and I know they're both wrong.
Okay.
So my first Dracovish, because I know he was on the team.
Yeah.
And 2 is Lance.
That is incorrect. So it
is
actually
Misty?
No, it's not.
Characters I know, man.
It is Nurse Joy. You don't know Nurse Joy? Nurse Joy gives him the egg. She gets an egg that doesn't hatch, and she doesn't know what to do with it. And Ash happens to stop by. She's like, here you go. This egg won't hatch. Why don't you take it on your journey and maybe it'll hatch? And it hatches literally like 6 hours later.
So, which Nurse Joy?
So Nurse Joy.
The one in that one place in
who
the
heals
Gen 6.
Hurt Pokemon gives a guy who's visiting the Pokemon gym.
Yeah.
Because his Pokemon probably 2. Hurt.
It's literally classic Pokemon. Person you've never met in your entire life, who just happens to walk into your shop. You're like, hey, I don't want this egg anymore because it won't hatch, and I don't feel like taking care of it. So you take it. That's literally what happens.
Well, that one was
pretty right on.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
All right, Athgeek.
Negative one for Josh.
Yeah, number two. Negative one. I want to. If you guys go in order, I swear.
Oh, well, now I have to go in order.
Okay, I don't. You might. You might know this one. If not, the other two guys should potentially know it. So, Grimgar: Ashes and Illusions is a show that we just reviewed really recently. We talked about it. It takes place in the, like, it's another isekai. You know, people end up in a different world. It's right. Centered around this main human settlement, this like pocket of humanity. What is the town called?
I do not remember what the town is called.
God damn.
I know they struggle to kill people because they don't. That's the actually one good isekai there's out there.
It's that they do struggle to kill people, and we'll never Overlord's see a season an isekai. Two.
Uh-huh.
Overlord is an isekai. Okay. But he doesn't struggle to kill people. He kills like 100,000 with like one spell.
Which I say is not realistic. You know, you wouldn't be able to just kill them right away.
What is that other one? Log Horizon's an isekai, too.
I don't think I've seen Log Horizons.
Grimgar and Overlord are like the two ends of the spectrum of isekai. They could not.
Yeah, they really are. Despite the fact that they're from overpower to paying 10 silver to learn a new skill.
But Mark, you're telling me if I dropped you in an isekai, you'd be able to go kill somebody like a monster ran up to you right away? No, you wouldn't.
If you transported emotionally, if I was a level 100 mage and you transported me as my level 100 character, then probably yeah.
But I'm saying psychologically though, like you've never killed something before, and something human like is running to you. You pick up a sword, and you're like, all right,
okay, probably not, but
bones and everything.
Probably not, but Overlord's credit, Overlord does touch base on that, where he says that he doesn't know if it's because of this, but he says that because I'm an undead, I just I'm slowly not caring about humanity anymore. He's like, I don't know if that's a consequence of being an undead in this world.
Mark may never have legally killed someone. Vehicular manslaughter is still manslaughter.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's a speed bump on the highway. What am I going to do?
Yeah, I'd use a bow anyway. It's not like I'm filling the bones and tendons.
I would use a bow. I would 100% use
that
a bow.
That would make sense. Did you have any answer? Or
no,
did you not?
I have no answer. Sorry, I pass.
I don't either. All right.
No answer,
I'm going to say, what is exhaustion? No, it's not exhaustion? Okay.
People die of exhaustion, Sai. That's not funny.
That's the only thing I remember, really. I don't even remember the dude's name right now.
He yelled thank you when he did his attacks.
Thank you! Oh, they call it the thank you slash.
The thank you slash, yeah. Josh, do you remember? We just watched it. Do you remember the name of the town?
Bro, I do.
Dude, I don't. I can tell you nothing about that anime except that they weren't kobolds. The town was called France.
You gave a guess, so I'll give you a make-believe point. I'll put on the board for you. It is Alternia. The name of the town.
Isn't that the name from Voltron?
Missing that once.
Voltron?
Isn't that the world from Voltron?
You don't have the world that the one race is
Alteria,
from? That like,
yeah.
Alteria, this is Alternia, but close. It's pretty close.
Alteria is completely different. It's also from Power Rangers.
Is it?
Oh yeah, it's the Zardon's homeworld, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Sai.
And it is six.
What number do you want?
Three.
I swear I hate you guys. all right. I've talked about this anime before to you a bunch, Sai. All right. I don't think you've watched it yet, but I've mentioned it a bunch and been telling you to watch it. All right. So. I talked about Hinamaru Sumo a lot with you, Sai. I keep telling you to watch it. Did you watch it?
I watched it before you told me that. Yeah,
I watched it. You might know this.
It was a long time ago, though. So
let's see if you remember this, though. So this is pretty prevalent.
Geek's face.
It's pretty prevalent in the anime that anytime you win one of the national tournaments, you get named after a national treasure.
Mm-hmm.
It's like literally the encompassing one of the main themes of this anime is like, so the main character wins the elementary school tournament, and so he has a moniker when he goes into high school, and then he's been out of sumo for a long time. What is the moniker that he's given after winning the elementary school title? It is brought up so much.
Orochi.
It's a solid guess. It's a solid guess. It is incorrect though.
I know,
but it's just
dude, I've watched this like 10 years ago.
I freaking loved it.
I watched it when it came out, I believe.
Yeah, it was awesome. Josh, I don't know if you've ever seen this, but do you have any potential guess? Hinamaru Sumo.
Okay, so it's called Hinamaru Sumo, mm-hmm. and a guy's named after a Japanese national treasure.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And the anime is at least 10 years old, so it's not one of the modern Japanese treasures.
I don't think they change, do they?
No.
You can add more.
Right, yeah, it's not a new national treasure.
Gotcha. I'm going to guess Godzilla.
It's super close, but incorrect.
I don't think Godzilla's a Japanese national treasure, though.
He is in his heart, though.
You want to try again?
I think he is a Japanese national treasure.
No, I mean, I think he destroys Japan, right?
Well,
yeah, but I think he's not real. Sorry, Sai. He's not real. I hate to break this to you. But I think they like...
Have you been to Japan?
No.
So can Touché. You prove to me that Godzilla isn't real?
But I've seen a lot of Godzilla movies where he doesn't even go to Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Good point.
Are factual.
It's a good point. Athgeek, I don't know if that look Josh mentioned was a look of happiness or sadness.
I've never even heard of this anime.
Really?
And you watch.
We said it's more than 10 years old. Yeah. He definitely has.
I'll see when it came out. We'll see if it's within his range.
It's probably not. I think I recall watching this a while back.
It came out in 2018. It's only 5 years old.
Really?
What's the excuse now, Athgeek?
I don't have one. I don't have one at all.
That didn't make the 40?
That was before I started doing the 40.
So
he was only doing 39.
Like sports ones, it cracked into like not my like top five anime, but my top five sports animes. It was unbelievably good.
Oh, sure.
It didn't crack my top five.
You have to message me that name. Also, I'm not going to remember, so I can actually go watch it.
Yeah, I'll hit you. I'll message you on Discord what the name of it is. It's crazy good, though. That was Sai. So we're back up to Josh, but we'll do a quick score recap.
I don't think there's any.
We're done. Score recap is done. Back to Josh. What number would you like?
I'm gonna go with big number 4.
All right, so we're gonna do it this way. All right. I probably should have spread these out differently, but that's fine.
You probably shouldn't have said. I hope you guys don't do it in order.
Don't do it in order. It's fine, whatever. All right. I've mentioned this anime before, too. I don't know if either of you guys have watched it yet.
Probably.
I bet it's Air Gear.
It's not Air Gear. I didn't do any Air Gear ones.
Oh, man.
I did. This is Skate the Infinity, which I was recommended to watch by
Ash. Didn't
you watch
that on our show with us?
Not for your show, but one of the times Ash came on and I asked him for like other sports anime recommendations, he was like, you gotta watch Skate the Infinity if you haven't watched it.
We had watched
I finally, like 6 months ago or so, like got around to like finishing the whole thing.
It's only like 12 episodes.
It's pretty short. But Josh, when Skate the Infinity, it centers around kind of two main characters. Mm-hmm. And one of them is a guy named Langa, mm-hmm. who came from America.
Right.
Now, before he picked up skateboarding, he was super into another sport. What sport did he do before skateboarding?
Josh, you can literally guess this one.
How about you stop?
There's more than one sport in America. I'm going to go with football.
It is incorrect. It is not football.
I think
we're gonna drum up a lot of anticipation here. I'm going to skip Athgeek and go. I'm just kidding. Athgeek, what sport does
it's gonna be bad if I miss this now, because now I'm second guessing myself whether it is skiing or snowboarding.
Well, you let me know what your answer is.
Gotta remember. I think it is skiing.
That is incorrect.
Dang it!
Sai, what sport?
You said
it was Sai. What sport?
It was snowboarding.
It is snowboarding.
I knew it. I second guessed myself for no reason.
He was a championship snowboarder before he moved to Japan and picked up skateboarding.
Yep.
Because it's Infinity.
I tried to give y'all both
the Infinity, yeah.
That it's because they're literally like.
Well, yeah, I knew it, but for some reason I started second guessing myself. I don't know why.
I was going off the America clue, so my guesses were.
I think he's actually from Canada, isn't he?
Was it? I thought he was from Colorado. Canada.
If you said Canada, I would have said ice hockey.
That
I try to
closer.
Use context clues, but you guys just don't deliver them.
You know, that's true.
Well, the context clue is that it's related to skateboarding.
Yeah. It's how many sports are really related to skateboarding?
None, because technically, snowboarding is the reverse.
So well, I'm saying, if you were thinking of sports that were similar, snowboarding and skiing are the only ones you really guess.
Surfing, they are similar in terms
and
of like
surfing and
how you have to use your feet. Surfing would work.
Wakeboarding as well for white people.
Yeah. All right.
Wait, is wakeboarding not surfing?
It's not. They're different.
Not technically.
Wakeboarding is when you're on the getting pulled by the boat. Isn't
it's shallow.
It?
It's like the skiing, shallow. Right?
No.
That's I've been to the ocean once, man. I don't.
Yeah, there's no oceans over there by you, Eric.
Yeah, right.
Like Michigan, like 5 hours away.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, all landlocked. Me technically, kind of. There's a Gulf.
Yeah. All right, AFGeek, you came super close to getting your maybe your first point.
I don't think it's the first point ever.
No, because I got a point whenever he gave me that sympathy one. He asked me a One Piece question after the quiz was over.
Oh, yeah. You do have that. Yeah. You
I feel like you got a question.
The after
guys, quiz. Guy's a iron trap for a mind. He's genius.
It's true. What number would you like?
Five.
Yeah, I feel like that was going to be the case.
Good call.
I think we've talked about this anime before, unless it was Ash, but I'm pretty sure we've talked about it. Megalobox.
Yeah.
Is a pretty cool newish anime that just had season 2 come out. There's a big thing that happens between season 1 and season 2 where Coach Nanbu dies. And you kind of see that coming up in the beginning of season 2. What does he die from? It's mentioned in the like episodes 1 and 2 of the second season where they talk about what actually happened to him.
I'm not sure. He died from a disease. I just know Joe started taking pills.
He did. Can you be more specific and name me a disease?
Golly, there's a lot of diseases out there, so
there is. You got a solid chance of just guessing it.
Cancer.
That is correct.
Okay.
Dang, I was going to say old.
In three attempts, I got a point.
But what does type of cancer?
Okay, here we go.
They don't actually say what type. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's lung. I think it's lung cancer, though, because he literally smokes in every episode of season 1. Pretty. And they literally.
I just thought he died of being old.
No, he legit gets
that
sick.
Old.
That's why
I figured he cut his heart out to give it to someone, since he likes to cut pieces of his body off and give them away.
That's why in season 2 he takes that fight for money, because they tell him they have like an experimental procedure to like remove the cancer cells in it. There's a very slim chance. There's like a 0.5% chance it'll work, but they're like, it's better than zero.
Oh, so he had the Uerlein April disease.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
That was oldness. She died of old age.
Well, yeah. But Afki, you are now, as of right now, if we stop right now, you're tied with Sai for first place. So we could just end it right now, and you can hold on to that.
Let's do at least one more question.
All right. One more. Sai, I have a feeling, but what number would you like?
I would like number 20.
All right, just because.
Damn it, you
ruined the streak that everyone else had going.
I was going to say 6, but then I felt like you were waiting for 6, so I felt like it would be better to say 20.
You know, it's a good point. Now, this is not an anime I've watched. It's been recommended to me a couple times now, but it's new, and apparently is really good. It's called High Card.
My brother, oh, I hate you so much. I was gonna watch the first episode of that.
It's on my list. I fell asleep on it. It's on my list after I finished Gundam 00 and TKO are the next two, and then
TKO.
It's the one Josh wants me to watch.
GTO.
Or GTO, that's right.
I was like, not, TKO, isn't that show that was on
probably
Network?
Probably. But so in High Card, there's this special deck of 52 cards that they mm-hmm. give to like people in their world or whatever. Mm-hmm. What does each card in the 52 card deck give to the people that they're given to? So anyone that gets one of these cards, like what do they get?
Is that an ability?
Is that your answer?
Yes.
That is correct.
Yes.
Anyone who's given one of the cards gets
a random
power or ability.
This is literally what my brother told me to do to watch it. So I was like,
it's been recommended to me now a couple times that
I wish I didn't have to read to watch it.
That it's worth watching. But I just had, it's probably going to be a little bit because Gundam 00 is like 50 plus.
Yeah, but you only got to watch the first half.
So well, yeah. Lord. That's true, but I already
Overlord's like 70, isn't it?
I got
it's
that.
It's 13 episode seasons.
Oh, yeah. I thought they were 24. Okay.
Yeah. Josh. Well, I think we have to just do a score recap, I suppose.
That's probably why every time I wake up, I get on season 4.
Yeah. I'm also stalling a little bit because I know Athgeek is currently dying.
If you want to stall, hey, whenever you're watching something on Crunchyroll and you finish a season, does it try to start the next season in Spanish? Or is that just me?
Yeah, I've had that happen before. Where it just suddenly will start. It happened to me with Overlord between like
it happened to me with Overlord.
Like it was 2 and 3, I think, where I finished one and it went to like something and it was like I was like, what are they talking? Like I read subtitles, like, what are they speaking? I had this in English.
It happened to me with Overlord. It also happened with Attack on Titan because Crunchyroll's just like, hey, you liked it in English. Try it in Spanish.
I don't know if this is the same for... So I don't know if you watched Witch for Mercury on Crunchyroll or not.
I did.
But the first 6 episodes for me were English dubbed.
Mm-hmm.
The second 6...
I watched
6
it before the English dubbed.
Okay, the second 6 were only subbed.
Yes.
So it's like it was like this weird like I didn't know, like I knew it was new, but I thought, oh, if it's been in English, they probably would have at least the first season in English. And also I go from 6-7, I start hearing Japanese and I was
they had started the Witch from Mercury one like really late. So I wasn't sure if that finished. I think I told you that started the dubs on it, but I thought that finished. Oh man.
Yeah, I know it didn't finish. Okay, now that Athgeek's done dying, Josh.
Hi.
You are you're bringing up the rear right now. You got a good shot. What number would you like?
I'm gonna go with 19.
All right, we're going the opposite way. Okay, if there was a question for you to get a point on, it's this question.
It's not this.
Okay.
So Yu Yu Hakusho is probably the greatest, like, you know, one of the best animes ever.
I've seen
just
it.
Fat.
This is
fat.
The best isekai.
Sure. so all throughout the anime, Kuenma is sucking on this pacifier.
It's a Mafuken.
Yes, that is correct.
I surprisingly knew the answer to that.
Yeah.
And I said surprisingly because even though I've watched Yu Yu Hakusho
I wanted one Yu Yu Hakusho question, but I was like, I gotta make it like fairly specific.
The last Yu Yu Hakusho quiz we did, I had 0 points. I think ended up with negative on that one. I think so.
I think that's the one. Is that the one where I did like the double or nothing? There was like 2 hidden double or nothing questions that you could double your points or lose all your points. Mm-hmm. I think that was it. Yeah. That is correct. Josh,
you know me. I'm always gonna go for the double.
I mean, you have to at some point.
Nah. I always do.
Well, yeah. Athgeek, if you get this right, you'll re-tie Sai for first place.
Mm. If not, you'll stay with me.
Be very careful about your questions.
20. Is 20 guard gone?
Yeah.
Gone. 18.
18 is not gone. And the your guys' strategy of going in order is not going to bite you in the ass, Athgeek, because this is a super old anime.
Good.
So good luck.
Oh, I see what he did. He put all the new ones at the beginning. He put all the old ones at the end.
It's a little bit of a mix, but I tried to mix it around, but I didn't know you guys were going to go in random order. So I didn't plan that when I was typing them up.
He's met us. You should know better.
I am a child of chaos.
It is a fair point. So Air Master is an anime centered around like girls that join like fight. Like they essentially all turn into like fighters, and they like essentially start like a fight club. But the main
Did
girl
you watch Air Master?
No.
What?
I literally said before we started that I picked animes I've never seen, but that were old and new because it provided different questions besides just stuff that I've watched.
Fair enough.
Just give us the question. Yeah. We'll get it right, and then you'll be blown away.
So the main girl, Akiwa Maki, was pretty famous before she became a fighter. What was her former occupation?
She was an idol.
Somebody died in the background.
I'm going to hold it off just to see if the other two know the specific thing.
No, I don't. I've seen pictures of Air Master.
Because you're not wrong, but like it's not like she has a specific occupation. But on the off chance that they know it specifically. Sai already said he doesn't know. Josh, you know the specific occupation?
Yeah, she was a singer.
That was close. That was incorrect, though. I am going to give it to Athgeek that she is an idol. Athgeek, just randomly, do you know the specific thing she did?
I don't know this show, sir.
Okay.
This is a great guess, though. Like, I would have.
She was a famous gymnast in the country and was like famous in the country.
That's not an idol. An idol is a singer.
Are you kidding me?
An idol is a specific job class that replaced bard.
I wouldn't say idols are just singers.
I mean, I guess.
And the
Sean White's considered like a pop culture idol, but he's just a famous snowboarder.
He's an icon. He's an idol.
We'll give it to Athgeek.
Let's give it to him.
I'll take it if you
want. No, the quiz master said it was right. So the quiz master.
I'm saying it's close, but
get what you're saying. Icon and idol, they both start with I.
They start with I. But yeah, no, I usually try to mix in stuff I've seen, and then I just research. I research like popular animes in certain years, and
How
I research
did you find
like
Air Master is what I want to know.
I was Googling links for like top animes.
Did
of,
you type
like,
in Air Gear?
No, I Googled like top animes of like the late 90s. And I found some our link that was like that broke down like obviously most of the ones that we've already talked about and had questions on, and then I had never heard of Air Master.
Athgeek just looks offended that you said anime from the 90s.
Yeah, he really
a
does.
Lot of those shows are older than me. So that.
Yeah, so then I just like researched the wiki and I just like I just read the plot and like the main episode descriptions and I come up with a question that makes sense.
Did you get a Tenjo Ten question?
I did not. But maybe
what about
maybe
Desert Punk?
I did not do a Desert Punk question. Sorry.
Oh, man.
I'll do one next time for you. Athgeek wanted Pokemon questions, so I put in two. Next quiz show I host, I'll put two Desert Park questions in there for you. So see
Josh might get one of them right.
Yeah, that's true.
I doubt it.
He watched some of it. Then he gave up.
Just to break down what's already been taken so you don't guess the same thing. 1 through 5 is gone, and 18 through 21 is gone.
17.
There's no 21.
17. All right. Okay.
21 was our hidden question.
Oh, I got to grab the... Hold on. I thought it must have deleted part of my thing. I'm having a Josh thing. It didn't delete my question, but it deleted the name of the anime I had for this.
No, if you had a Josh thing, it would have deleted all...
It didn't delete the whole thing.
And you just run away.
Yeah, it didn't delete the whole thing, but it did delete the name of the anime. So I'm just really quickly just need to find it. Okay, there we go. Got it. Okay. I think this is newer from what I literally just like because I knew Athi was coming out. I literally just went to Crunchyroll and I was like, clicked on new, and then just like started researching a few of them just to like see what ones I could come up with a good decent question for. So this is an anime called A Certain Magical Index.
Oh, that's not new. Have you watched that one, Athi?
I watched the first three episodes of it.
So, I thought that was older. Huh, okay.
It was like 2019.
Oh, okay. I thought it was older than that. I might be. That's Magical Index.
A Certain Magical Index is the name.
Oh, okay.
So it centers around that there's this there's this nun that these like essentially like secret like magic branch people are like after her because mm-hmm. for a very specific reason, because she has a certain number of these like she has like magical tomes stored in her head, and it's such like an insane amount that she's like saw like they're trying to get her and kidnap her because she has literally the world's magical knowledge stored in her brain. I'm not going to ask for like the specific number. Give me the number that it's over. So it's over a certain number. So I just want to know what number it's over specifically over. Huh?
Over 1,000?
It's not close enough. That is incorrect. I'm not making you give me like the exact number, but you got to give me like the closest number range. Josh, how many did
she have? It's over 9,000.
It's closer, but still too far.
I was going to say, that was my guess right there, the over 9,000. But I'm going to go with over 52,000.
You are the closest.
I think that's really close, actually.
But still incorrect.
It's not really close?
He's over half off. It is 100,000. Specifically, it's 103,000. I would have accepted anything over 100,000.
Well, we all got it wrong.
So that's what I was looking for. Is anything over 100,000? Anything over that range would have been right. Even if you had guessed like a million, you could have said. You could have said a million. I would have been like,
that's but I knew that was way too high. Oh well.
I was trying to make this one slightly easier terms of some of the stuff.
That was not easier. I've watched.
It's a pretty. If you watch the show, like we
watched, I've watched it.
It's like the main. It's the main premise.
Yeah, but so if you watch the show.
But they only say
don't remember it.
Okay, but the main premise of Trigun is how much his bounty is, and no one can name that off the top of their head.
$7 billion, is it? Double dollars?
There's something double.
See, no one can name it, so we don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I didn't say. Okay. That was Psy. So. No, that was wasn't that yours?
Yeah, it was mine.
Yeah. So quick score recap. Athgeek and Psy are tied with 2, and Josh has 1.
This could be my round.
And there are 2. Technically, there's enough for 2 or 3 rounds, depending.
$10 billion double dollars.
But Josh, what number?
I'm gonna go with number 6.
All right, number 6. All right. I don't know if you've seen this. You might have. But it's the precursor, I suppose, that. To Kiriko's basketball, but a really old basketball anime.
Does it sound like something I've seen?
Who knows?
It sounds like something I've seen to you.
Probably not. It's called Slam Dunk.
Slam Dunk.
Yeah. Old retro anime on there. I'll say it right at the beginning. You have a decent shot just guessing it, but there's the main like guy that the anime follows is called I'm gonna butcher the name, but Sakuragi. I don't know. Sakuragi. He joins the basketball team for a very specific reason. He's talking to a couple of friends of his, and he says, I only joined because I want to do this. What is the reason he joins the basketball team?
He wants to go to America.
It's a solid guess. It's incorrect. Is not Tiger. Yes, that's Tiger. Yeah. Athgeek, it's a sports thing. So
he wants to get revenge because I believe he had an encounter with a bully or something. Like he had an encounter with somebody.
Is incorrect.
Dang it.
He wants to
get... I was going to be blown away. I was like, man.
I can't remember. It's been so long.
It's an old one.
He wants to get old girl to fall in love with him.
That's correct.
There we go.
He joins the basketball team to impress a girl.
And I actually remember that.
That sounds about right.
I was trying to remember her name. Is it like Kiyumi or something?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I was like, I've seen like the first half of Slam Dunk, but it's been like
the first two seasons.
It's been like over 10 years since I've
The graphics are too bad for me.
No, it's awesome.
You gotta love that 90s. Those 90s.
Did you call it graphics?
Yeah, he did. He had to put his GFX card in.
Don't worry. He'll update his GIF pretty soon. That'll come back. That was Josh to start. So, Athgeek.
16.
16. All right. This isn't new as in the last year, but this is from 2018. So, I don't know if this falls into your realm of new enough, Athgeek. I was trying, right?
Yeah. See, I appreciate
trying
that
to put some new on there. So it's called Spice and Wolf.
Oh my god!
Well, Sai's heard of it. So.
Oh my god! I hate that show so much.
That's like a rom com. Is it a rom com?
Yes, it is a rom com. I looked up popular rom coms of the last like little while, and I just picked one at random.
That was not a little while. That was like 2000.
It is older than that.
I knew it was on Toonami, like when the early Toonami box.
Let's see. Okay, actually, it is a little bit older.
The
original article. This, so the original thing was a lie, but this part won't be a lie, Athgeek, because I did make sure this is all right. So it follow the guy that it mainly follows, even though it follows obviously like a main girl and a guy. The guy that it follows is called Kraft Lawrence. So you can really think about how hard they thought about when they were trying to think of an American name.
His name is Kraft Lawrence.
Kraft Lawrence is the.
I'm glad I never watched that show.
Yeah, so you can really tell that they were sitting around a boardroom, and yeah, someone was like, "Give me an American name." This guy was like,
"I thought it was a cobbler."
Kraft's a thing, right? Like, what if we just called him Kraft? And well, here we are. But he has a main dream. He spends like years and years like traveling around, kind of like essentially being like a pawn shop kind of thing. To save up some money because he has a dream that he wants to do with like the girl in the anime. What's his dream? What is he saving up all this money for?
To take her on the sea to sea.
Wrong. He doesn't give a shit about her, Athgeek. No, I was kidding. No, he does, but that's wrong.
That's a terrible rom-com. Yeah.
No, it's legit your classic rom-com, but
literally the worst rom-com.
In a classic rom-com, he gives up on the stream, apparently, like, halfway through the anime.
The very best. Like, no one ever was.
It's a good guess, but it's incorrect.
To catch them is my real test. To train them is my cause. Or is it call?
Isn't it?
I hear both. I hear both.
Athgeek?
I think it's call.
I think it is call, but I always hear both.
Like Call of Duty.
Is it one of those? What's that term for like when you remember something, but
Mandela, ever,
like, Mandela people, effect?
Yeah, Mandela effect. Yeah.
I said Mandela. Mandela.
Yeah. But Josh, do you have any guess? What is his dream?
He wants to buy her citizenship.
It's a closer guess,
Josh. I
guess,
think you're
them, but
watching a completely different show.
It is incorrect.
Very problematic in 2023.
His dream is to open up his own shop. Just trying to throw a little hint in there by
don't
saying
they
he
turn
was
into
a
wolves.
I don't know. Probably halfway through. Rain. That's his initial. I was trying to give a little bit of a hint by saying that he essentially starts a pawn shop, so to speak, to save up money.
Right?
Trying to spread a little, like, hey, look at it. There's a little clue.
Wait, in Wolf's Rain?
They thought that would be popular because of Inuyasha, but it wasn't.
Probably.
I don't know why they thought that.
And it is called.
Inuyasha was popular,
and
this also has a wolf person.
I don't remember Inuyasha being popular. I remember people watching it. Don't remember it
that,
being
that's
popular.
What makes it popular. They don't care if you like it or not, as long as you're watching it and seeing the commercials.
I mean, but falling asleep with the TV on is just falling asleep with the TV on.
But it doesn't matter because you're still the commercials are playing, so the advertisers are giving them money.
Yeah, there you go.
I get what you're saying, Josh. But
do we really have to have the Inuyasha argument every week?
It's Josh, true. Just because you love Inuyasha.
Inuyasha was good. That was the first anime I've ever watched. That was the very first anime.
See, now we know. Now we know why Athlete doesn't watch old anime. He started off with one of the worst possible ones you ever could.
Like,
the shit show that is Inuyasha.
That's what got me into anime. That was a good.
And you know, just because they forgot to end it doesn't make it bad.
Just because they forgot to include plot or like.
So forgot content. I'm sorry that that was your first anime.
Yeah, it's okay, man.
Oh, you know what? You know what Digimon has taught me? You don't need plot. Okay, you can go 60 weeks without any plot progression. So it was Inuyasha. You don't talk to me about Digimon. You didn't even know about Regulusmon, Sai.
What?
She's getting real. You know what? They're one episode to the end. And they finally found the real villain.
That's more of a plot than making Naraku do the same thing every week.
Yeah,
that's still a plot. What was the plot to Digimon for however long?
To beat Myotismon, Piedmon.
What was the plot to Ghost Game?
A lot of stuff right now.
Get Red Gulusmon.
Now? Do you want to know who the main bad guy was?
Who?
It was Gamamon.
Of course.
Really?
Yeah.
That's actually really good.
Well, it was his dark evolution the whole time.
That's actually really good.
You didn't see that coming?
No. Well,
you'll get there, Sai. Moving on. Josh, I think we're on. Are we on at Josh? Was that? Did I start with you on that last one? I think.
No, you started with Athgeek.
Yeah.
Did I start with? 16. Yeah.
16. Did you ended with me?
Yeah. Sai, whatever six. You want.
He already picked six.
Six has been taken.
Seven.
1 through 6 are gone. 16 through 20 are gone. 7 through 15 is what's left. 7. All right. Sai, have you seen the anime called Fire Force?
Yes.
Etchy
Central.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not even. It's not even that edgy.
Yeah, not compared to some other stuff.
Not. Oh man, have you ever watched High School DxD?
I have.
No. Do you ever watch?
Have you watched High School of the Dead?
I have.
You watch Promise Neverland?
Freezing.
Promise Neverland. I have watched. I don't see this.
Yeah, that's not it.
I'm just naming like, random stuff.
What's it?
Madoka Magica.
Yeah, that one. Madoka Magica.
Did you watch Freezing?
Did not watch Freezing.
Oh man.
Okay, but Sai, there is a certain power.
What about the seven Satans? Sins.
Seven Satans.
Mortal sins or something.
Seven deadly sins.
No, it's the
Athki knows
the Devil's Testament or something like yeah.
Oh yeah, no, I haven't seen that. Okay, but Sai,
a porn.
obviously you've seen Fire Force, so some big stuff happens in Fire Force. One of the primary plot lines is the Evangelist who's trying to cause the cataclysm again, which is essentially like bathing the earth in fire again to kind of restart from ground zero once again. But to do that, they need to seek out people that have a certain type of power, which the main character has.
A Dolaverse. Yeah,
that is correct.
Mm.
They have to find eight people with a Dolaverse in order to cause the next great cataclysm.
I'm so glad you didn't ask for how many people they needed, because I thought it was 7.
Sai is killing it.
Isn't that in the same world as Soul Eater?
Yes.
Yeah, it's only 8 because when they find that one Amaterasu remake in the woods that they didn't know existed, and there was technically someone in there with an Adolaverse, technically there becomes 8 of them.
Funny thing, Athgeek, it's also technically in the real world, too.
Yeah.
Because they show you...
it's like actual like it goes over like districts and stuff.
Like
I stopped watching after they found out about his brother.
I think they mentioned it before that they might not have, but
yeah,
it's like real world.
Good when you find out about secret brothers.
It's true. I'm close to finishing
Digimon season 4.
Yeah, I'm close to finishing season 2 of Fire Force. I do enjoy it. All right, so that was Sai. We're gonna do a score recap and then how many questions?
Killing us.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have enough for 2 more rounds technically. But we'll see. But score recap. Sai is in the lead with 4 points. Athgeek has 2 points. And Josh has 1 point.
Anybody's game.
Sai did it. So, Josh. What question would you like?
Give me secret question 21.
Okay. And I'm just going to give you 15. How's that sound?
I guess. I mean, it's not what I asked for, but whatever.
There is no
haircut, so it doesn't really matter.
I mean, I can try to make up a question really quick and just give you something random. But I don't have a secret question 21.
I have a secret 21 question. Who's the bad guy in the new Power Rangers show?
Like, oh, the trailer that came out?
Robot Rita.
Oh, damn. I forgot he's the one that told me that.
I am the one that told you that.
Never mind. I'm not
looking good, man.
No, because my baby's not in it, Kimberly.
Yeah, that's because they wouldn't pay her enough.
Yeah, because she's a gold digger.
Yeah.
So, did I ever show you that action figure I have that's signed by her where she calls me handsome?
No! Very nice. You didn't show me that. You showed me the Yellow Ranger and the Red Ranger.
Oh, don't fucking start.
Makes you very mad.
It does make me mad. Paid $40 for that.
God, I wouldn't have paid $40 for that. Oh, you couldn't see it, right?
Right. That's why they put them in cardboard. That's why they put them in all cardboard, just so they could make them crappier.
I want a Magna Defender.
Yeah.
You should let me have your Magna Defender.
Is this still Power Rangers talk?
You don't have any Magna Defender?
Yeah, but I will give you what number do you want, Josh? I'll let you pick what number you want, but we only have 8 through 15. All right. So I did this because I was slightly hoping that I would get it, just so I could watch and be like, dude, are you serious? But we just watched this, Josh, and I know you watched it all. Your Lie in April.
I did watch that.
We did. Centers around that the main character, Kosei. Who, when he was a kid and was competing in all these piano competitions, he was given a nickname to kind of depict his play style when he was a kid. What was his nickname?
Oh, damn it.
I actually know this.
God, it's been so long.
The metronome?
That is correct.
Yes. Yeah.
The metronome,
because he didn't even really he just copied. He didn't play. He had no soul.
He wasn't playing.
He played perfectly.
Yep.
Too perfectly.
So what?
That's
so a perfectly could do to, that.
Yeah,
that's extremely hard to do as a human.
None of your own twists.
You have to have the soul has to be in the art, or else it's not art.
Exactly, which is what she taught him. Well, which is why the story is beautiful. The 10 out of 10.
What? The story of his mom beating him is beautiful?
Right. No, I'm talking about the...
Beautiful, actually.
He's talking about the girl.
Favorite part. The girl. That was my favorite part.
But Josh, that is correct. You're now tied with Athgeek with 2 points, depending on what Athgeek does with this next question.
Nothing. Number 8.
Okay. I told you there'd be other Pokemon questions.
Oh,
this
I
is
know
the this other
be like Gen 9 or something.
This is original Pokemon.
Oh, we have a chance.
All right. This is Gen 1.
Is it about Gengar?
This is as easy specific as you can get. Specific, I mean, it's a specific episode early on, but easy as in if you ever watched Season 1, it's a very iconic part. So, at one point, Ash tries to get Pikachu to evolve into Raichu. It doesn't work, obviously, but he tries. What's the catalyst for him trying to get Pikachu to evolve?
So it's like, this is a...
What do you mean? Like, you talking about whenever he couldn't beat, what you call...
happened?
Catalyst meaning, like, what's the event that sets up that moment?
Yeah, when he couldn't beat the Raichu beforehand, which is why Pikachu wanted to evolve. Because he lost to the other Raichu.
Yeah, who was Raichu, was it?
Was it Surges?
That is correct.
Yeah, Lieutenant Surge.
It was Lieutenant Surge.
The best character. That was
a poorly worded question, man. He didn't try to get him to evolve. He asked him if he wanted to evolve. And then you're like, what's the catalyst for him to evolve? Well, the catalyst is a Thunderstone.
Anyway, catalyst, in terms of the question of him trying to get Pikachu to evolve, is him losing a battle.
We don't live in your brain, dude.
A catalyst is a past event.
I was very confused.
Catalyst literally means past event.
You're a reader. You read. I don't read.
It's the actual definition of the word.
Wait, what?
The word catalyst in a sentence means the premise, like, to get to something. What was the catalyst for it?
The ignition, the cause.
Yeah, or ignition. Yeah, like what's the starter? It's another word for start. Another word for. What's the thing that cause and effect?
Right, we're not dictionaries. We're not going to argue.
I did not know that.
Did you guys listen to that podcast I sent you? No. Okay.
No.
You sent it with the message of I'm 1 hour in, two to go.
It's amazing.
I was like, I don't have 3 hours.
No other context.
It's amazing. It's Dan Carlin. He's amazing.
I'll definitely listen to it. Like
The football player?
No.
What did you just light up?
A fatty?
About Mountain Dew.
Do whatever you want.
Pitch Black.
It's the internet.
The Mountain Dew Pitch Black podcast.
Freaking people literally smoke everything on Twitch streams.
I just was like, do they?
Yeah.
If it's legal in the state you're streaming it from. And it's not against Twitch's terms of service because it's legal where you're doing it.
That's why I'm always on crack on Twitch.
Yeah. It's a solid bet. It's a solid plan.
Josh is one of them hot tub streamers in his other life.
Bro.
Hey, it makes you money, you know? Okay, that was AthGeek. So, Sai, what number do you want?
11.
Okay. This is the... I wanted to have one Digimon question because I felt... Wow, I needed to have one Digimon question.
I might not get it right.
If I'm wrong in this, I'll give points to Josh for. If this is wrong from the website I was reading about Digimon, Josh, I'll give you a point if I'm wrong. If this is wrong, but I don't know Digimon as much as you guys do. But in Digimon, there's these Digimon that are called Royal Knights. I'm assuming you guys know way more about them than I do. How many Royal Knights are there in Digimon?
Is it 13?
It is 13.
Yeah.
Well, you got it right, Sai. So
he's already in the lead. He didn't need a Digimon question.
He picked the number. You know,
he did.
If he had picked 9 or 14, he wouldn't have gotten that.
But I don't know how I always get
break the mold again.
All right. What's question 9?
Question 9 is about Overlord.
Look, we've already lost. Sai obviously won. Sai, why don't you just give us the other questions for fun?
Sure. All right. Some other questions. The Overlord one is, how many floor guardians do we currently know of in the Tomb of Nazareth?
8.
Correct. It's 8.
I just knew we had 9 floors.
Attack on Titan. Who was Ymir a slave to in Attack on Titan?
The king. I can't remember what king.
See, you guys could have caught up.
Yeah, the Eldian king, but if you had said the king, that would have been right, too, because he was a king.
Yeah, that would have been right. That's who Elvis was named after.
Yeah, that would have been right. What are the 3 types of devil fruits in One Piece?
Logia, Paramecia, Zoan.
Correct.
That one, y'all could have caught up.
What are the 12 knights, the 12 gold knights, or I'm sorry, what do the 12 gold knights in Saint Seiya represent?
Zodiacs.
Correct.
The 12 deadly sins.
That's the Zodiacs. Also
they've expanded upon them.
No, the Zodiacs.
It's the 12 constellations of the Zodiac.
Except for, oh no, you said the gold.
Well, except,
you're right.
I'm not counting the 13th one from Dimensions or whatever.
Oh no, I was talking about like the from season 2.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, no, just like the main 12. I know it's
Saint Seiya.
Oh.
And it's also known as Knights of the Zodiac.
Yeah, Knights of the Zodiac, yeah.
It is known as Knights of the Zodiac.
Last one, what is the name? What is the name of the middle schoolers from Kiriko's basketball that were all the aces?
Oh yeah, I got you got Kiriko. You got. I think you were mine.
What was the nickname of the group?
Oh, the Generational Miracles.
Yeah.
I thought you were naming.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that. If you had done that, I'd been like, well, there's your point anyway.
Yeah, it's Aomine, Daichi, Kuro.
Yeah,
he wasn't on. Kisei, I forget his last name.
Yeah.
Midorima,
that's it. Those are all the questions.
Athgeek name all the quintuplets.
Oh my god!
God dang it! I can't do that.
One, right, two, three, and four.
You know what's crazy about that?
Five.
I just say quadruplets.
I feel bad. I can't do that because I was fanboying over them for the longest time.
Yeah, that shows you how good. Which one was your favorite?
The quiet one with the headphones. I can't remember her name.
The one with the headphones. She's my favorite too.
Yeah,
I like that a lot of them had different hairstyles, but he still acted like they were the same person.
Yeah, he was like, "Oh, I can't tell the difference between them." Oh, I mean, really?
You guys,
how come not?
Like, she's got different color hair, bro.
One's hair is long. One hair is short right here. I don't know.
They look the same though.
Yeah. But Ty, congratulations! You did win. Woo. With 5 points. Athgeek could have potentially caught up if some of those questions had gone to him. But
he could have. He could have. I only knew like.
You knew two. You knew two.
I knew
of them.
Two. I knew
so
two
if those two had gone to you, you might have been able to catch up, depending. Mm. But Sai, you got 5 points. Athgeek, second place this time.
Instead with of last.
3 points.
You're high.
And Josh is in last with 2 points. So after he won the last quiz, he unfortunately didn't win this one.
I feel like he threw on purpose.
The cards weren't dealt in my favor. There were no Yu-Gi-Oh questions. You gave everybody else the Digimon questions.
Yep. I tried. I put in one Yu-Yu Hakusho that went to you, and I put in one Digimon that unfortunately did go to Sai.
But you didn't ask who the winning Pokemon League team was.
Yeah.
That's a staple question for us.
If you can name all six. Let's see if Athgeek remembers. Athgeek, what are the six Pokemon? I will take away Sai's win right now and give you 4 points if you name me all six Pokemon.
God dang.
Can I also have that?
What's that? Dragovish or whatever.
The sad thing is, I still don't know what Pikachu. The team is
Gengar.
I just know there's Dracovish. And Josh said it earlier this episode.
Yep.
Did he? No, he was going to.
Well, yeah.
No, I don't think he was there. Lucario wasn't a part of it. Yeah, he was.
There's one Twister that. Oh my god.
Dragonite.
God damn it, I was supposed to.
And I can't remember the last one. So I got Pikachu, Dragovish, Gengar, Lucario, Dragonite. I don't know.
Did you say Pikachu?
It's Sirfetch'd, man. Come on.
Sirfetch'd. Oh, it's Sirfetch'd.
I couldn't remember Sirfetch'd. My apologies.
I'll give you 5 points for each
can't believe you'd forget Sirfetch'd.
Yeah. Of all the ones.
I will give you a point for everything.
Look, you had a 1 in 930 chance of getting it.
So. Yeah, I will split your 2 points, and you each get 2 points, but Sai still wins.
Yeah.
That's it. Josh, you want to tell everyone what we're doing next week?
Yeah, let's let Athgeek tell people where to find him, and then we will.
The people know where to find him. I've been on here 4 times, and the people know where to find me at this point.
Okay.
Where though?
YouTube mainly, but anywhere you can get your shows. Apple Podcasts, what's that one that goes Deezer, everything like that, Spotify, everywhere you get your shows, but mainly YouTube. We're trying to push to YouTube. We're trying to bring everybody to YouTube, but people are not going to the YouTube. We're still getting listens on the other platforms.
Well, we currently have one person on YouTube watching. So
hi YouTube.
Hi YouTube.
Go to Athgeek's YouTube.
Listen, YouTube, make sure you come back next week because we're going to be reviewing Overlord and we all love it. So it's not going to be like last week when we talked about Grimgar of Fantasy and Ash and Noah could name one character.
Yep, but we enjoyed it. We just couldn't name specific characters.
I didn't enjoy it that much. But,
but what's happening?
I did not enjoy that one.
What are we doing the week after?
That is actually a secret.
I haven't even
let you guys know yet.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know yet.
We'll all find out together.
I've told you guys the secret to that. He doesn't know what's going to happen when he says that. Yes.
Yeah. We'll see what word we can catch Sai with at the end here. But if you've made it.
One time, I'm just going to stop talking. One day, I'll do it.
All right. So.
Don't believe that.
But if you made it this far, you've done the right thing. We made it to your... Parents, we're almost home. Put the box back under the bed, sprinkle some dust on top, and you're going to tune in next Friday for another edition of Dad's Anime Stash while we talk.
Sponsored by Mountain Dew, Pitch Black.
Pitch Black.
for Black Girl Month.